created some confusion. He told me straight up, people don't know you like I do, man. I guess I haven't said enough. Or maybe I've said too much, I don't know. But I don't want to leave any stone unturned, or no questions about who I am, or what I represent. So here you go. I grew up in a deep gutter, raised by wolves, church steeples in a single white mother, taught to be blind to any color by hippies who've been smoking weed since the 60s with dukes of hassle for bed covers, rock and roll, country music and cocaine, one hand on the Bible and a Ouija board in the other, the irony of it all is so thick that a fly would get stuck in the thin air of that dope smoke, Lennox Skinner and Michael Jackson, practicing moonwalking with a broomstick in the kitchen, popping and locking, no BET on television, we didn't have it, we had the rabbits, the tinfoil, mason jar and a counter full of bacon oil. Now looking back, talking about freedom, yeah, you were spoiled. Oblivious to the hideous crimes from the insidious minds that took place right by Lois on the southern soil. The blood and the pain left a recoil. The creek waters holding secrets, ghosts of Confederate veterans in the wind. Backwoods are haunted with the death and the sin. Slave ships carried the lost souls. Wicked white men slaughtering angels for a fucking barcode. We bear these wicked ways, the world is still turning. And these motherfuckers with their crosses is still burning. Yeah, I seen them at the courthouse, not really sure what they trying to prove still. They jumped over mountains, they still trying to move hills. And the daughters probably listen to Drew Hill. Pussy hotter than blue steel for Drew Hill. Some Jesus gon' take the weird, no use here drunk. The youth here punks, the truth here come. I show you how these country folks pop their trunk. And my honesty is modest to tell the whole truth. Yeah, I've pondered and I've pondered to be spitted and called a rigger from who you consider the father at 14 to make you wonder and you wonder. Yeah, that's hard to hear, ain't it? But at that very moment, my picture got painted. Call it God, call it what you will, but I knew the South was sick still and in need of some changes, so I took it upon myself to adopt all the outcasts. I took the American and the Confederate flag, threw it in my back pocket. I even went and got tats and carried them like a shield for the shit that won't tell me back. And these redneck brothers of mine playing that 3-6 in a fucking cornfield and beat shorts with lip kits, oblivious to the beauty of juxtaposition. They had no idea how special it was to witness them in deep Alabama playing Snoop and Group Home. Then Hank and Metallica, I discovered a new song. And catfish belly, a way for me to talk about it. From then on, I was questioning how they doubted by my peers, who didn't understand that all these years we've been the brunt of the jokes. America made it clear that we were backwards, wrong, behind, and segregated. So I decided the yellow roof would go make it more obvious that we've grown. I polished up my tone, I signed a shady and brought a record deal home. Look, mama, no hands, I'm coming up, yeah, I'm grown. Respect from the OGs, co-signing my songs. First it was Bun B, then Raekwon and T.I.P. Then all of these MCs wanted features from me, but I was alive. Why? My tongue was a fucking blade to these critics who didn't get it. The clips from the grenade in my teeth, a little too unique. The market for me was smaller than some thought it would be, even me. So I looked in the mirror, saw the Jordans, the gold chain, my shirt, Pantera, ripped a flag in my pocket, red tattooed on my neck, heart of Dixie across the stomach, and it ain't clicked yet. Maybe I wore the wrong shoes back to the woods, because these suede number fives can't get wet. Maybe it's something I need to go figure out on my own. So after Radioactive, I took my shit back home, disappeared from the world, became increasingly different. Tuned in every once in a while to see who was spitting, but mainly I was in Nashville, getting back to my roots, exploring music with love story. I made it my truth, dropped a single called Till It's Gone and traveled the globe. I started seeing rebel flags everywhere in my shows. I didn't think nothing of it, I assumed that they get it. I'm on some new South shit, but I have to admit it. I saw the post up on Instagram proclaiming I'm racist, and then I'm fucked in the head and I don't know where my place is. I started taking it personal, cause I treat people equal, homie. I got mixed kids and music is how I feed them. Lo and behold, as I'm saying this, I just